On today's show, Renault, Nissan, and Mitsubishi say they're going to sell 14 million cars a year. A new study shows that cars don't pollute as much as the EPA says. And Honda hits a manufacturing milestone that would have been unthinkable 36 years ago. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Alliance announced it's accelerating its plans to get all three companies to collaborate more. By 2022, they want savings of 10 billion euros, and they expect sales to hit 14 million units worldwide, up from 10.7 million last year. On April 1st of this year, the alliance will announce a new organizational structure that affects engineering, manufacturing, logistics, purchasing, quality, after-sales, and business development. The alliance also announced that Fred Diaz is the new CEO of Mitsubishi Motors operations in North America. Diaz had been the head of sales at Nissan, and before that, he worked at Chrysler. Honda became the first Japanese automaker to produce cars in the U.S. when it started rolling Accords down the line in Marysville, Ohio in 1982. Back then, the big question was whether people would buy a Japanese brand car made by American workers. Japanese executives wondered if Americans could build a vehicle to the same high quality standards as those imported from Japan. Well, those questions sure got answered. Honda just built its 25 millionth vehicle in the U.S., a 2018 Accord. That's an impressive milestone, and we say congrats to Honda. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this afternoon when we go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch at our website, www.autoline.tv. Our special guest is Trevor Paul, who is, amongst other things, the head of Planet M, which is all about getting a traditional automotive manufacturing state like Michigan into the brave new world of mobility. Also joining us will be Dustin Walsh from Crane's Detroit Business. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights as what's going on in the automotive industry. Do you know what VOCs are? They're a type of pollution. And it turns out cars are no longer the biggest cause of that pollution. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Hey, maybe cars don't pollute as much as we thought they did. Ward's Auto reports on a fascinating study done by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It found that the EPA grossly overstated how many VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, are caused by cars. The EPA said cars cause 75% of those emissions, but the NOAA study says it's more like 50%. Using new statistics and atmospheric data that was not available before, the researchers found that shampoo, paint, cleaning products, and other sources contribute about as much to air pollution as does the transportation sector. VOCs are pollutants that evaporate and get into the atmosphere. Would you be afraid to get in an autonomous car? Well, Waymo put out a video to calm your nerves, and we'll show you that right after this. Volvo has a new way of getting into a new XC40, and they call it Care by Volvo. It's a subscription service, and it includes everything, the car payment, all the maintenance, and even the insurance. All you pay for is the gas. Volvo has two payment programs, one for $600 a month for an all-wheel drive XC40, or one for $700 a month for a loaded version. There's no money down, you get 15,000 miles a year, and you can change to a different model after 1 year. This is not about saving money, it's about convenience. There's no haggling over the price, it can all be done online, and at the end of the service, you just walk away. And it's an experiment to see how many people will go for it. Last November, Waymo announced that it's going to launch an autonomous ride-hailing service in the Phoenix, Arizona area within the next couple of months. But the company faces a big problem. A majority of the public is wary of riding in a self-driving vehicle. A Gallup poll released last week found that 54% of people were unlikely to use an autonomous car, and 59% said they were uncomfortable riding in one. So to help ease people's fear of autonomous vehicles, Waymo put together a 360-degree YouTube video that explains what riding in an autonomous vehicle is like. It highlights the different system sensors and how they help detect and avoid other objects in the vehicle's path. You can find the link to the video and the transcript to today's show on our website, Autoline.tv. Just click on the headline to the story. And in other autonomy news, BMW has invested in May Mobility. The Detroit startup company operates a fleet of self-driving micro-shuttles. And if you'd like to learn more about May Mobility, we interviewed the COO of the company, Allison Malik, during our supplier symposium at this year's Detroit Auto Show. But that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again here tomorrow.